Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, I think I've arrived at an age where I can dispense lessons of life. I think I'm safe. If people agree with me, it will be attributed to the great wisdom I've accumulated over the years. If people disagree, it'll be down to the fact I'm just another dozy old geezer, and does he take sugar? There are three issues I would advise any aspiring manager, leader, young person, prospective daughter-in-law, job candidate, or thinking about it, anyone to avoid. First, afternoon tea. Scones, jam or cream first. A survey of more than 2,000 people revealed a whopping 76% enjoy their scones jam first. And the remaining 24% chose the cream first option. Nevertheless, there's still a hardcore of cream firsters who will point out the survey was conducted by a French patisserie chain. And what do they know? Next, pets. A cat or a dog. You might think it's not much of a contest. 74% of people like dogs a lot, and only 41% like cats a lot, according to an Associated Press PetSide.com poll. But my advice, just don't go there. The third, likely to turn some readers puce. Provoke rage, indignation. The noise you can hear will be thousands mounting their high horse. Fountain pens will be filled with green ink. Pages written by the indignant. Armchair warriors will wage war with their iPads. They'll point out in my day and how it made them what they are today, and blood, sweat and tears, risk, safety standards, sloppy, half-witted, expect all of it. The topic? Whisper it. Changing the way we train doctors and nurses. De-skilling and the prospect of Boy Scouts performing cardiothoracic bypass surgery on the kitchen table to win their first aid badge. This is a number one critical change topic that requires all the skills of a change maker. Roll the pitch, plant the seeds, make people think it was their idea. Gently ease it into the narrative, the confidence and the awareness of the professions and the nation. Instead, Amanda Pritchard, NHS England's chief executive, has blurted out the upcoming workforce plan will propose an apprenticeship model for doctors who will have, and I quote, school leavers working as doctors on the wards in our hospitals without, quote, earning a degree. I can't think of anything that is so likely to enrage the professions, particularly at a time when the junior doctors are locked in mortal combat with the Department of Health and the nurses are very likely to kick off again. Cack-handy, clumsy, really dumb, unnecessary, thoughtless, poorly judged, destined only to make a really tricky situation worse, it's in the cream and jam class, makes the dogs and cats row look barking. Except she didn't. The Daily Telegraph pretended she had. It was the Independent newspaper that gave us the actual facts. Pritchard is right. She was talking to school kids about a career in the NHS. There's a global shortage of doctors, nurses and healthcare clinicians of all sorts. We have fewer per head of population than almost every comparable system across the OECD, and His Majesty's government have capped training numbers. Oh, and qualifying takes years. There has to be a better way to get good people doing a great job safely and quicker, and if there is, it will redefine healthcare. Training and apprenticeships are obvious. Providing people with hands-on experience, mentorship and guidance to develop expertise and qualifications over time. Task simplification. Break down complex tasks into smaller, more manageable subtasks that can be handled by trained, regulated people. automation and technology, machine learning, robotic systems, simplifying image diagnostics, blood testing and sample analysis will only get more sophisticated, and we will need a new cadre of clinicians and technicians to make it happen. Supervision and quality control in real time, digital forecasting to avoid bad things happening, analysis, not inspectors, forecasters, not archaeologists. Interdisciplinary teams, qualified professionals working alongside unqualified individuals. This allows for knowledge transfer, guidance and support. Do I want to wait for months to lay on an operating table knowing I'm going to be cut open by the least qualified person in the room? Do I want a much needed procedure when I need it by a skilled and trained technician? Population growth and aging, healthcare worker mobility, lack of investment in workforce, poor working conditions have left us with few choices other than which newspapers we read. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye.